Krishna Book Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 52, Scene 3. Rukmini visits the temple of Ambika. When King Bhishmaka heard that Krishna and Balaram had come, he invited them to see the marriage ceremony of his daughter. Immediately, Bhishmaka arranged to receive Krishna and Balaram, along with their soldiers, in a suitable garden house. As was the Vedic custom, the king offered Krishna and Balaram honey and fresh washed cloth. King Bhishmaka was hospitable not only to Krishna, Balaram, and kings such as Jarasandha, but Bhishmaka also received many other kings and princes according to their respective personal strength, age, and material possessions. Out of curiosity and eagerness, the people of Kundina assembled before Krishna and Balaram and began to drink the nectar of their beauty. With tearful eyes, they offered Krishna and Balaram their silent respects. They were very pleased, considering Lord Krishna the suitable match for Rukmini. They were so eager to unite Krishna and Rukmini that they began to pray to the personality of Godhead. Our dear Lord Krishna, if we have performed any pious activities that you are satisfied with, kindly be merciful upon us and accept the hand of Rukmini. It appears that Rukmini was a very popular princess, and all the citizens, out of intense love for her, prayed for her best fortune. In the meantime, Rukmini, being very nicely dressed and protected by bodyguards, came out of the palace to visit the temple of Ambika, the goddess Durga. Deity worship in the temple has been in existence since the beginning of Vedic culture. There is a class of men described in Bhagavad Gita as Veda Vada Rata. They only believe in the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, but not in temple worship. Such foolish people may here take note that although this marriage of Krishna and Rukmini took place more than 5,000 years ago, there were arrangements for temple worship. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. The worshippers of demigods attain the abodes of demigods. There were many people who worshipped the demigods and many who directly worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The system of demigod worship was directed mainly to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesha, the sun god, and the goddess Durga. Lord Shiva and the goddess Durga were worshipped even by the royal families. Other minor demigods were worshipped by silly inferior people. As far as Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are concerned, they simply worship Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, worship of demigods is condemned but not forbidden. There it is clearly stated that the less intelligent class of men worship the different kinds of demigods for material benefit. On the other hand, even though Rukmini was the goddess of fortune, she went to the temple of goddess Durga because the family deity was worshipped there. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that as Rukmini was proceeding towards the temple of the goddess Durga, within her heart she was always thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, when Rukmini went to the temple, it was not with the intention of an ordinary person who goes to beg for material benefits. Rukmini's only target was Krishna. When people go to the temple of a demigod, Actually, the objective is Krishna, since it is he who empowers the demigods to provide material benefits. As Rukmini proceeded toward the temple, she was very silent and grave. Her mother and girlfriend were by her side, and the wife of a Brahmana was in the center. Surrounding her were bodyguards. This custom of a would-be bride going to the temple of a demigod is still practiced in India. As the procession continued, various musical sounds were heard. Drums, conchals, and bugles of different sizes, such as panavas, turyas, and bairis, combined to make a sound which was not only auspicious, but very sweet to hear. There were also thousands of wives of respectable brahmanas present. These women were all dressed very nicely with suitable ornaments. They presented Rukmini with flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and a variety of colorful garments to assist Rukmini in worshipping Lord Shiva and the goddess Durga. Some of these ladies were very old and knew perfectly well how to chant prayers to the goddess Durga and Lord Shiva. And so, followed by Rukmini and others, they led these prayers before the deity. Rukmini offered her prayers to the deity by saying, "My dear goddess Durga, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you as well as to your children." The goddess Durga has four famous children, two daughters, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and the goddess of learning, Sarasvati, and two famous sons, Lord Ganesh and Lord Kartikeya. They are all considered to be demigods and goddesses. Since the goddess Durga is always worshipped along with her famous children, Rukmini specifically offered her respectful obeisances to the deity in that way. However, Rukmini's prayers were different. Ordinary people pray to the goddess Durga for material wealth, material fame, profit, strength, and so on. Rukmini, however, desired to have Krishna for her husband, and she therefore prayed to the deity to be pleased upon her and bless her. Since Rukmini desired only Krishna, her worship of the demigods is not condemned. And while Rukmini was praying, a variety of items were presented before the deity, chief of which were water, different kinds of flames, incense, garments, garlands, and various foodstuffs prepared with ghee, such as puris and kachoris. There were also fruits, sugarcane, betel nuts, and spices that were offered. With great devotion, Rukmini offered them to the deity according to the regulative principles directed by the old Brahmana ladies. After this ritualistic ceremony, the ladies offered the remnants of the foodstuffs to Rukmini as prasadam, which Rukmini accepted with great respect. Then, Rukmini offered her obeisances to the ladies and to the goddess Durga. After the business of deity worship was finished, Rukmini caught hold of the hand of one of her girlfriends and left the temple accompanied by the others. Thus ends chapter 52, scene 3. Rukmini visits the temple of Ambika. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Rudandang muhur netra yugmam rijantam karambhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushvasa kampa trirekanka kantha Sthita Graivam Damodaram Bhakti Badham. Rudantam Mahur Netra Yugmam Rajantam Karam Bhoja Yugmena Satanka Netram. Muhu Swasa Kampa Trirekanka Kanta Sthita Graivam Damodaram Bhakti Badham. Sthita Graivam Damodaram Bhakti Badham. Sthita Graivam Damodaram Bhakti Badham.
Seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, Krishna is crying, rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conchel, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To this Supreme Lord Sri Damodara, whose belly is bound not with ropes but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances.